Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Sounds Pants Radio. I'm on fire and I think I'm ready to bust a move.
Welcome to Season 1, Episode 9 of Zombie Plague Chult.
Previously.
Worth coming back with a skill. So if there's anything that you ever... Yes?
You do this thing where you tell me about the needlessly complex details of your sticky and unfortunate life, and I do not require them.
So he carried Crocodile safely on his back across the entire realm of human, a journey that lasted many years. He also swore in his anger that never again would men and crocodiles be friends, and so it has remained to this day. You feel something that is not muck and moss beneath your feet give way. You hear a click, and then an axe slashes out of the wall at you.
Did you just whisper, I love you?
No.
Get on my fucking shoulders before
I'm
I make fun of you.
Legitimately trying.
One, two,
three.
I jump.
Well, I jump too.
I've not spoken a word to you. I don't know what to say.
Tiffany, you're fine. Pop, get a good boy card. You're fine.
I'm being rewarded for being the fucking worst.
Both of you mentally, without saying anything, or maybe saying it at the same time, you're both like, glyph of warding. The glyph before you, flashing now in its activation, you both know the telltale signs of a thunder wave spell.
Oh, cool. I mean, oh.
This is gonna.
This is incredibly bad.
This is gonna sting.
Okay.
I turn to you and say, why? Like, that's the thing I cry in pain, is why, looking at you.
Pop, you will take half damage and you are not going to be thrown away from the door. Tiffany, you will take full damage and you're going to be thrown away from the door onto the ledge below.
Why?
Would that help?
Yes. Oh. After a skill or attack roll. No, sorry, it's a saving throw only. Fuck.
What a fortuitous circumstance, because I play that so she doesn't land and burn.
If you play a fortuitous circumstance, she drops on a tile that will not set off the flames, but she still falls.
I will play a fortuitous circumstance.
Put it in the good boy deck. All right, you're still going to take fall damage and the thunder damage, though.
Cool.
But you will not activate the fire damage as well.
I like how you yelled why, and I just said nothing.
All right, so nothing. 5 points of damage for Tiffany.
Oh, gosh.
2 points of damage for Pop. Oh, actually, no fall damage. It's only 7 feet. Never mind. You're shunted off the edge. You land on one of the safe tiles, and nothing else happens. You only take 5 points of damage, Tiffany.
You're right, Horns.
Oh. Flask of Wine also fails.
Oh, no.
Flask of Wine, oh no, we'll take that 5 points of damage, and also it lands on another safe square, because you played the fortuitous circumstance, it's fine.
Oh, thanks, Adam. I thought you were going to let me play that so that Tiffany was okay, but then punish me still and make Flask burn Tiffany anyway.
All right.
Flask, you right.
I am fine. How are you?
I've been better.
Flask of Wine comically coughs up dark smoke. Everyone climbs back up. What are we doing?
I'll be good, Tiffany.
I, like, stare at you in the eyes, looking heartbroken for about 3 seconds, climb up and press the first tile we went on.
All right. Are you climbing? Is someone climbing onto someone else's shoulders?
She's on my shoulders.
Okay.
We can reach that from the bottom, can't we?
Well, you could, on your tippy toes, you could reach the top one, but on Pop's back, you can't reach the bottom one.
Oh, well, then I just walk up and press it, looking at Pop the whole time.
Okay. You press the bottom one?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not present any, Adam.
All right, then what do you do? Nothing happens. You've pressed the bottom one.
Then I press the second one that popped it.
The second one?
Yeah.
Yep. So you've gone from the bottom row to the bottom row to the second bottom row. Then what? Did you let go of anything? Do you press with the same paw, different paw? Sorry, I'm thinking of flask of wine. Same hand, different hand?
I was going to press them in sequential order.
Okay. Well.
Wait, no, this is about teamwork.
When you go of the first one.
No, I did specifically say this before.
Did you?
You said it was about teamwork.
Did I vocalize that before? It was like, we probably need to push them all at the same time.
I don't recall hearing that.
Because we have to get on each other's shoulders to help it.
I'll give you the advantage this time, but you are pressing two right now. Maybe when you've pressed two, it's occurred to you that there is maybe a problem.
Flask, can you climb up and press? Can I reach any the one on the third level?
The one on the third level is easy to reach. The one on the fourth level will require some difficulty.
Flask,
can you scramble up and touch the top lit up tile while I touch the third one?
All right, you do so.
I don't know why I'm touching it.
You get hit by the spell again. Unfortunately, close, but no cigar.
You huge fuck. You big fuck. Can I play another fortuitous circumstance so we don't get burnt as well?
Well, let's find out if anyone actually gets thrown first.
Oh my god.
Flask of Wine's going to get thrown. Are you going to use your card for Flask of Wine?
I don't want to.
Don't do it.
Because, like, he's just an NPC.
So both of you will take only half damage, which will be 3 points of damage for both of you. Flask of Wine will take 7 points of damage, gets thrown backwards, and if no one's helping him there...
Can I try to grab him?
No, unfortunately. Damn. It's you need to just stay in place yourself. He lands on not the right tile, and the bottom level is bathed in fire. All right, he'll take half damage from this, but it's still a lot. He's having a bad day.
His sister's dead.
21 points of damage. Half that is 10. He takes a further 10 points of damage. He slowly climbs back up.
You're right, Flask.
He looks dreadful. Perhaps I will wait outside.
You stay here. And whatever, okay. Half what we find is yours. That's the deal. And I use Cure Wounds on him.
All right. Just as a first level spot?
As a first level.
He recovers 7 hit points. He still doesn't look
great. Cured you more. Do you know what I hate is that Cass isn't disappointed in Tom, but it feels that way.
Sorry.
So, okay.
No, right, knowing stop. That no one got on anyone's shoulders, what are you going to do?
We're going to try it again. So, the way we got up was based on the crocodile story, which was about he carried a crocodile forever. So, Tiffany, you're going to have to get on my shoulders, and we're going to have to press all of them at once.
Do you have to get on mine?
You fucking think you're going to be able to carry me on your shoulders? Have you seen the size of me?
In the story, that's all I'm saying. I just start climbing. I climb onto you. I stop arguing.
Could Tiffany hold me up?
Because
that would be very funny.
Tiffany would struggle. She wouldn't be walking around like you could with her, but she could just with a lot of difficulty and not for very long.
All right. You go the top two. I'll go the bottom two.
Okay. Press them all.
Flask, don't touch anything.
Flask of Wine is away. It's well out of the range of this spell. He doesn't want to know about this.
We do them in the right order, but we don't let go.
Yep.
With a whirring and a clicking sound, the door opens.
Fucking hell.
Wordlessly ascend to the next level. Offer a hand to Flask of Wine to help them up.
The floor...
Cass, I feel so terrible.
The floor of this dusty, 40-foot high, 20-foot wide chamber is littered with dinosaur bones. Webs stretch from the walls to a 30-foot tall central pillar. Coiled around which is a narrow stone staircase. Its steps covered with dust. Carved into the pillar are reliefs of a man carrying a crocodile. The reliefs follow the stairs to the top of the pillar, on which sits a large, beautiful ceramic jug.
Do I see your eyes light up?
Adam, how nice is this ceramic jug?
It looks nice. It glints. There's like light coming down mystically from somewhere, bathing it. And it glints
my
in
my eyes
light.
Are lit up, Cass.
Oh, how okay am I at the moment to join in on this? Nah, I just don't say anything.
It's going to sound awful, but I've actually forgotten about you and Flask.
No, understandable.
All right, then. That's a very nice jug.
Adam, is there anything else in the room besides the jug?
There's the dinosaur bones all around the place and dust and cobwebs. Other than that, there's not much else.
No gold for Flask?
What do you mean no gold for Flask?
Because I proffered him half of everything in here, and if the jug's the only thing in here, I don't
he gets half of it.
He doesn't, because it's going on a museum. But that's
there fine. Doesn't appear to be any gold, no.
I start rifling through the bones to find a bone that looks about the same size as the jug.
Okay, you can do so.
Yeah, good work, Horns.
Yeah.
All right. What do you reckon? That bone's about the right size?
Yeah, have I found a bone that's about the same size as the jug? How do I go?
Yeah, you can find one without too much effort.
This one looks right.
Thanks.
How are you getting up there?
Take the stairs, I suppose.
Okay. I hand you the bone and watch.
Who's first?
I'm first.
You're all right. The only one going up.
Yeah, no one else following me?
No.
Man, okay.
Flask of Wine will wander into the room, but he doesn't go onto the stairs.
Oh, yeah. We're in the room. We're
oh, yeah.
Just not going up the stairs.
I'm going up the stairs to Indiana Jones, this fucking
at
jug.
The third step, you see beneath you a glyph of warding, and then a bolt of lightning bursts out of the step and bathes you in lightning.
I get dumb when my eyes on the prize. It's probably why I'm not a good archaeologist. I never said I was.
You'll take half the lightning damage.
You get artifact sillies.
I get the artifact sillies. Oh, it's a precious jug. I also turn into a southern woman.
I do declare.
Oh, it's Chaudhuryse. That's right. That's my daughter's name, Chaudhuryse. Is that a color?
You take 9 points of damage.
Still on the stairs?
Yeah,
third
still
step,
on the stairs.
Wasn't it?
Third step up, there are, how many steps in total? There's 23 steps in total, just letting you know you're on the third.
I'd like to try to climb the next, but I'm going to skip the sixth and go straight to the seventh.
Okie dokie. All right, you skip the sixth, go to the seventh. The tenth, it happens again.
So it didn't happen on the ninth?
Nope.
Oh.
Lightning courses through you. Ah, you got a perfect 20. That doesn't give you a good boy card, but it does mean that you take half damage.
Hey.
You take still 8, 16, 19, 24, 12 points of damage.
I would be. Oh, I'm in trouble.
Can I say stop and then try and start flinging bones at the steps?
The steps aren't. You can't with any ease, no, unfortunately. Mm.
Can I inspect the step that I'm standing on that just electrocuted me?
Well, the glyph of warding sigil slowly fades away.
Can I inspect where does the lightning come from? The roof or from the step?
It comes from the step.
Just the one step, not the whole set of stairs?
Well, no, it bathes a 20-foot radius, so the entire staircase gets bathed in lightning.
Gotta think about the crocodile. I go back down skipping the sixth and the third step.
Okay.
I think I have to carry someone on my back.
Maybe. Carrying someone on your back wouldn't be easy. The staircase isn't designed... Well, it's not that it's not designed for that. It's just going to be like awkward walking around like that. You would need to make a check every round. Otherwise, you might fall off.
Artifacts worth having and not easy.
Mm-hmm.
I disguise self. No. I disguise myself to look like the guy who invented this trap, Adam.
The trap bows to you. It's Maker.
I take the jug.
You get it.
We leave the shrine.
All right. As you leave, you wake up.
Damn it. The lightning
from
knocked
your
me
daydream.
Out.
We're going to need to try the crocodile thing again.
Okay. I look at... Flask of Wine doesn't look good.
Flask of Wine is sick.
I wordlessly climb onto your back and say... Let's go.
All right. We start climbing the steps. I skip the third one just in case.
You can't. Not with someone on your back.
Okay, then I just struggle up these stairs.
You step onto the third one, you're fine. Nothing happens. You step onto the sixth one, you're fine.
It's all about
nothing happens.
Fucking teamwork. I like how you picked Pop's Ooh. Weakness for a treasure that he really... Oh, no.
Skill
roll?
Yeah.
Did I fail?
Yeah. Do you want a plus d10?
Would that help?
Yes.
Okay then, Adam. Yay. I'd like to play this one.
All right. Well, you still rolled a one, so I still do get a bad boy card. But you pass the skill check. You both, every round, need to make an acrobatics check to get up to the top. So it'll take you 3 rounds to get up.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Second round. You're fine.
Oh.
You're staggering. You've got Tiffany on your back. You're climbing up, and it's fucking annoying, but you're fine so far, at least. Ooh, you get very close to the top.
Oh, no.
And
then we add a d4 after a skill check.
That could help. You need to roll pretty high. All right. So on a d4, it's a d4.
Yeah.
You need to get 4. Nothing else will help you. Otherwise, you'll take a tumble. And you'll take a tumble from near the top.
Fortuitous circumstance.
That's if we fall.
Who wants to roll?
Cast your d4.
I'll do it.
You want a 4?
Oh, my God.
Ah, oh, it's a 1. The number down the bottom.
Oh. That is a confusing die.
And because it's you that failed, both of you fall.
Can I use a fortuitous circumstance so we don't get really fucking owned when we fall off the stairs?
I'll say you fall just a level down. I'll call it a d6 damage for both of you.
Okay.
I'll play my last fortuitous circumstance. I had 4 good boy cards who went into this tomb.
You take, both of you take 6 points of damage.
Oh, Jesus. Adam, am I below 20?
I believe so. Let me go back to you. You're on 17. Tiffany's on 26.
Sick.
Ladies and gentlemen. Oh.
Before we go again, I'm going to cure wounds on myself.
All right. You recover 9 hit points.
Oh, my God.
You're both on 26? All right. You can quickly climb onto each other's shoulders, and you can try that again.
Yep.
All right. Get a good boy card pop. And get a good boy card, Tiffany.
Ah!
We fucking nailed it.
We're doing
it. You get to the top. The jug glints with a faint magical aura. Let me get its statistics.
We're about to fight a jug?
It's a mimic!
This ceramic jug appears to be able to hold a gallon of liquid and weighs 12 pounds, whether full or empty.
Ooh.
Sloshing sounds can be heard within the jug if it is shaken, even if the jug is empty. You can use an action to name one liquid from the table below to cause the jug to produce the chosen liquid.
Magic liquid jug.
Afterward, you can uncork the jug as an action and pour the liquid out, up to 2 gallons per minute. The maximum amount of liquid the jug can produce depends on the liquid you named. Once the jug starts producing a liquid, it can't produce a different one or more of one that hasn't reached its maximum until the next dawn. So basically, once a day, you get X amount of a liquid.
How many liquids are there?
There are 10. You can ask it for acid, basic poison, beer, honey, mayonnaise, oil.
I'm sorry, hang on. Mayonnaise.
Zaman and I got this item. We were both playing Tabaxi. We're like, does it make milk? And it doesn't make milk, but it makes mayonnaise. So we got mayonnaise fat. We just kept making mayonnaise, and we ate the mayonnaise. God, 2 amazing. Gallons of mayonnaise.
That's
amazing.
Lot.
But yeah. It only feels like 12 pounds.
Yes.
This is a good job.
That's magic. Oil, vinegar, water fresh, water salt, or wine.
My God. That is sensational.
It wasn't picked up on mic, I'm gathering, but Tom looked at me and said, it belongs in a museum.
It does.
All right. Any other questions?
What's it sitting on?
It's sitting on a small pedestal.
Look like a pressure pad on this pedestal, Adam?
It might just be.
Okay.
We've got the bone.
You look around. This definitely looks like one of those crumbling shrines that falls apart when you're not doing it right.
Just secure my hat real good.
All right. I like to imagine you're wearing the right hat, yeah?
So do
I wear a straw hat, but I don't wear that
close
hat.
Enough.
But I still wear a hat.
Do we know that the jug always weighs 12 pounds just from our knowledge about the jug?
Yes. Pop. Knows enough about antiquities to know this.
All right, this jug weighs 12 pounds, regardless of whatever's in it. You can ask it to fill itself with up to 2 gallons of any liquid, acid, honey.
For beer, it's 4 gallons. It depends on what you're asking
for. Depends on what it is, but like generally, You can fill this jug with more liquid than it looks like it can contain, and it weighs the same.
Maybe put your crowbar into the bone, because I don't think the bone will be heavy enough.
I don't think so either.
Can I see 12 pounds?
You could try to guesstimate 12 pounds, but without a scale, you don't know.
Well, that's good, because I have a scale, Adam.
Do you actually have a scale?
Actually, I'm just going to check.
You might. It's an item.
I don't.
No, without a scale, you're guesstimating.
Would a leather worker's tools or thieves' tools have a scale?
No, nah. Neither of them would have a scale in it. You could try to, with the thieves' tool, disarm the trap. No guarantees, though. You might end up setting it off, but not necessarily a high chance. What's your dexterity? You're fairly dexterous, potentially.
What can we shove in this bone to make it heavy enough? We need to put something in it.
How heavy do I guesstimate the bone is?
Yeah.
Depends on the bone.
We've picked one up that looks about the same size and shape as...
Bone would not weigh the same.
Exactly. So
it'd be way lighter.
Yeah.
Sorry, heavier. I mean, way heavier. Kidding, lighter. Lighter. Absolutely lighter. Oh, my God. So much lighter.
Well, we can put our crowbars in. I've got one, too.
Would the crowbars be heavy enough?
Potentially, yeah.
Well, I've got the weight listed on the sheet. Does that mean I know how much a crowbar weighs?
How much does it weigh?
5 pounds.
Yeah, you could guesstimate that.
If we put both of our crowbars in, that's around 10, I guess.
Yes, I know what the weights are because they're here.
Yeah.
We'll take the two crowbars in and I take out a lantern.
Okay. So
2 pounds.
All right.
We're going to Indiana Jones this bitch.
So we shove crowbars into the bone.
I don't worry about the
into
bone.
Into the bone.
Shove the crowbars into the lantern. That's 12 pounds.
Oh.
5 lantern, 12.
Done.
All right. Who's going to do the switch?
I'm still on the back, so who has the best access?
Either one of you could pick it up. It's on a little pedestal. Oh, actually, no, wait. Maybe it does matter. Hang on. Let me double check.
I was about to say, Horns, I want you to lift the jug up, and as you lift the jug up, I'm going to put out weights.
Either member of the rider carrier team can pick up the jug.
Oh.
Yep, it's fine.
I want you to pick up the jug, so then I can just slide the lantern and the crowbars straight onto the plinth.
What about you put the lantern right at the edge and we just slide? You nearly push me off with the... It's just about weight, right? If it's just about weight, it must need to be slid.
All right. That's what I was going to do, was going to, you know, okay. Move it in and...
I say, okay, I put my hands around the jug and wait till you are pretty level, much pushing yep. me. Out, and we do it really slowly.
Do it slowly, you know, do it fast. That's what Indiana Jones would do. No, that's fine. We move it. I listened to you because you said a weirdly veiled thing about how I pushed you off a thing, and that stung a little bit. Pop doesn't know how to feel.
All right, you switch them over?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Through pushing and sliding so that the weight is the same.
As soon as the jug is off, The crowbars and lantern are on. They're even kind of roughly the same size together. So it even almost works there. You imagine for a brief moment, Pop, that you can see the stonework on the plinth shift, but then you realize very quickly that you're fine. There's nothing there. You don't need to do this. I've been leading you on for the last, I want to say, 10 minutes.
Character, Pop is like, that fucking Adam is a fucking cunt.
You just needed to be on each other's shoulders. That's all you needed to do. Everything else was fine.
Without saying anything, so I've realized that there's no need for the
it's
pressure
fine.
Pad.
Yep, no, it's you're Tiffany? Fine. Tiffany, you've also kind of clued in on it. I used one of my bad boy cards to make you not know. So if that helps.
That's when you were like, maybe? You didn't lie.
Yeah.
Oh, you tricky boy.
That's good. Well played.
Well done. Well, we take the crowbars and the lantern back and we go back down the stairs as backpack people.
You're fine? Right. You need to roll for that. Sorry, I forget. All right. First round, fine. Second round, fine. Ooh, last round, not.
But that's just you- last... Phew.
That's the last couple of stairs, right?
As I was about to say, you take a tumble, but you don't fall far enough to take damage, so you're fine. Flask of Wine maybe like chuckles a little bit to himself at your last little tumble. Maybe you're like sprinting at the end. You're like, just get off, just get off, just get off, just get off. and you slip at the last moment and take a tumble. Maybe your chin hurts from bumping it, but you're fine.
Jesus. Ugh.
Well, let's head out. Flask of Wine, you didn't see anything else that you could take?
No, there doesn't appear to be anything else.
Sorry. We'll make sure we find something at the next one, okay?
Well, you're also paying me, I suppose.
Oh, of course. Of course, of course. Of course. Let's leave.
We leave the shrine.
You escape? Escape, sorry, I meant to say.
I don't get that joke.
Sorry.
So patronizing. We would come out looking like shit too. So yep. Old mate.
That just reminded me. All right. You come outside. You see Dragonbait and Simba are...
Did Simba...
Both of them are covered in blood. There are several... You would not know. All right. Both of you would just know them as goblins. But there are in total 8 goblins. So the steps down to the boats... There are goblin corpses all over the joint here. Eight of them in total.
Do they have little wooden faces?
Yes. They all have little wooden faces. Simba looks you dead in the eyes and says, sorry, we had a little bit of trouble. You didn't call out for us, did you?
No. Are you okay?
We're fine now. Unfortunately, our little devilish friends here attempted to sabotage our boats, partially successfully.
Oh, are we still able to sail in them?
Canoes are broken. But one of the boats is broken, but the other one is fine. There's enough room for all of us, but we only have one boat.
We have to share a fucking boat.
Yes.
That's more to myself than to.
Well, perhaps we should get out of here and find somewhere we can stay for the night.
Well, I suppose we could just camp by the river. This place is as good enough as any, but...
You don't think it's dangerous?
Where would you pick that would be safer?
The whole jungle is dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay. As you start coming out as well, you notice there are a bunch of corpses, like dead, undead, not moving, also dead.
What else did you run into?
Well, towards the end of the fight, the goblins struck up a little bit of an alarm. I think it was more of a fuck you as a last-ditch effort. They just made a lot of noise that summoned some undead from nearby. I don't think they were in control of the undead. They just made a lot of noise to attract the dead.
It sounds like you had an eventful time waiting outside, almost like you would have been better off had you not come into the temple with us.
Well, look at it this way. If we'd gone into the temple with you, imagine them waiting out here for us and having destroyed all of our boats.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Simba.
Pop says nothing, but he's put in his place very quietly.
I think it's a good idea that you stayed outside, and I think it's a good idea that you think we should camp by the river. I think we all need some rest. I think we should dedicate our time to resting up.
That sounds like an excellent idea.
I'm good.
Very pro that.
So while we're making up camp?
Yes. Sorry, one second. I'm going to give you experience for this.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We got hit by a lot of traps.
We did. We experienced the world.
And all of them would have been avoidable if Pop wasn't an asshole who didn't believe in friendship.
Did he learn, though?
No.
Like a sitcom, everything's the same at the end of the episode. God, so many of these sitcoms is the couple nearly breaking up multiple times. Oh.
Sitcoms are problematic.
Zim's a problem after all.
Zim Zim isn't a problem after all. Is that what you just sung?
Shh.
Oh boy.
Shh. Go to sleep, you little baby.
Are you gonna say bitch?
Me too.
Go to sleep, you little bitch.
All right. You will both get 550 experience points.
We earned that.
We did.
We learned some tough lessons about the world, but also about ourselves.
Imagine if I'd thrown these... imagine if you'd brought the boys in with you. You would have all taken a bunch of damage from traps, then come out, and it would have been fucked.
Yeah, we would have died.
No boats. No hopes.
So we're making camp.
Yeah.
Great. Before I go to sleep, I have one last cure wounds for the day.
Mm.
I use it on Tiffany, and I pull the jug out. Because I feel bad a little bit, but only a little bit. Horns.
Yeah?
See this jug?
Yeah?
This jug is my leather.
Oh.
Good night. Put the jug back.
So you cast cure wounds on Tiffany?
Yep.
Tiffany, you will recover 11 hit points.
I understand.
That is the closest you'll ever get for an apology.
He understands me. And now I get to understand him a bit more.
Who's taking first watch?
Who do you reckon's taking first watch, Adam?
Nothing happens on first watch.
Oh, oh
my
no.
Is, oh, boy.
Nothing happens at night at all. It's a quiet night. So
health back, Adam. Yes. Would like that, please. I'm on 26. I'm at a quarter of what I should be.
Oh, I'm 26 too.
You're on 37 after the healing, and then fully healed after the night. Pop, you recover 23 hit points in the night. You're on 49 out of 84 now.
Adam.
Yeah?
I'd like to use Cure Wounds as a level 2 spell in the morning and Cure Wounds myself.
Did you use any level 2 spells yesterday?
Yeah, just one, which is a rope trick.
Do you have one other one?
I have one, yeah.
All right. So we'll count this as a spell from yesterday.
Okay.
So it doesn't take up a spell slot from today.
Nice.
You recover 12 extra hit points, which still puts you at 61 out of 84, but that's better.
That's a way better.
Mm-hmm. The night was uneventful. What's the plan now?
Wake up in the morning, revel in peace.
All right.
For 1 to 2 minutes.
We then make our way towards Umbala, which I guess would take us towards
Camp Vengeance.
Camp Vengeance.
Yeah.
Yep. You spend the next day. Oh wait.
Oh, weather.
Weather's fine.
Oh yay!
Lovely weather.
Hey, has Cass got no more exhaustion points? And neither do I, because we've now had 2 days of nice weather
you've been
and sleeping
fine for a while. Yeah, you've been.
That's so cool.
What do we
powerful
reckon? You've both been fine for a while.
Great.
So good to know.
Good to know.
I love being well. I would list it as a hobby, actually.
What things do you like to do? Be well.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just pretty grateful for my health.
We're all on a rowboat together now.
Yep.
Row, row, row your boat.
Adam,
we're
did you destroy
making friends?
We're not.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Also, hey, D&D is fun, but if you're wishing that you could hear less of this nerd shit and more of that footy shit, then do I have news for you. How Good's Footy is a show by Doucher, Handsome Tom, and Sean Carney, where they, as my dad calls it, I wish one of them was my firstborn son, Adam. So, if you like the sound of that, Or if you want to know why my dad wrote me out of his will, then head on down to sanspantsradio.com and search for How Good's Footy.
Oh, I didn't even do that in Pop's voice. That was just...
That was just, you just meant that.
Adam, did you destroy the boats to force us all to sit together?
No, I was going to destroy all of them, but I rolled and Simbra got there like barely in the nick of time.
When did you check that as we were coming out?
Oh, no, when you first left to get to, when you grabbed Simbra and Dragonbait to go look at the chapel where you got that little holy symbol, that's when they first came out and started breaking the boats. Yeah.
Should have left him there.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay.
You see, another boat is being pushed out onto the water. The boat has, in total, 7 occupants. It's a larger, slightly larger than your boat. 3 of whom are just like, look like maybe soldiers or guards or mercenaries of some sort. 3 of them are skeletons. And one of them is a wizard in deep red robes with a bald head and tattoos all over any exposed skin. They look at you. They've just started shoving off. When they see you, they look a bit awkwardly at you, but they don't say anything. It's kind of like they're just trying to ghost you. Pop and Tiffany, both of you have heard of the nefarious and sometimes evil, often evil, wizards of Thay, or Thayans, or red wizards. They have many different names.
The giants were looking for a red wizard.
Sorry?
The giants were saying, red wizard, where are you?
Yes.
I remember.
Whoever they are, probably do not have good intentions of anything or anyone. They seem keen to just ignore you. But both of you can feel Artis Simber stiffen a little bit in your boat. It looks like, and Dragonbait actually as well. It looks like Simber and Dragonbait maybe are considering starting a fight.
Don't. Simple. I know who they are. I know what they do. And I understand why you want to get out of this boat and push them into the river. But consider this. There are 7 of them. They've got a wizard. We are 5, some of us fairly injured, and we're on the water. Right now, they don't want anything to do with us, so we don't want anything to do with them. If our paths cross again, I promise you, Simple, you can fuck them up. Please, please.
I don't speak, because that would be out of turn, but I look at Simba, and I just look at him in the eyes like, yeah, don't. Don't. This sounds bad. But just, like, with a look.
All right.
I support you.
Simba, if you say that, Simba does nothing. And you pull ahead of them. Your boat moves faster than theirs. It's wider to accommodate for more people. Like, an hour later, the sun begins to set, so you think it might be wise to make camp. You're quite close to Camp Vengeance, though. If you wanted to, you could push through the night. It'd only be maybe another 3-4 hours travel. It'd be safer to camp there than it would be anywhere else, but it would be dangerous to travel through the night as well.
You feeling lucky, Horns?
We had a really good rest, didn't we? We're all fine, aren't we?
You had a decent one, yeah?
Yeah. Why not?
Can I have a nap in the boat while they row to see if I recover any hit points or having a little bit of a short nap?
You've been kind of part resting all day, so another little nap. Look, you could if you wanted to role play, but it's not going to help you any extra.
Nah, fair enough. I have a nap. No, I don't.
You can if you want.
We keep rowing. Oh, I've 100% rowing with the sickle out because I know that while those wizard dudes didn't do anything there, they're probably like, you know, they're around.
Okay, well, if it's getting sus and dangerous, I might prep my crossbow and just sort of sit at the front of the boat.
Is it your weapon of choice, the crossy bee?
Yeah, it is now. No, I just have a few. I've got spells and stuff, but
I've never seen. You've only had to fight once, and it was like
spells.
Quite, yeah, yeah,
yeah. I may as well get something ready, you know.
Yeah,
if it looks like I'm helping. I want to help. This is it. I feel like I'm helping more if I get a weapon out because you have one out, and I'm like you, and I help.
But I don't help.
You've got your sickle out.
Yeah, it's just in case they come for me.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that.
No, you don't.
I assume not.
After you leave the... as soon as the Red Wizard of Thay is out of sight, Simber and Dragonbait have, well, a hushed and silent conversation about what it could mean that the Red Wizards are here and such like that. Simber, at one point, comments saying, do you think perhaps they're after my... And then he just, like, lets that trail off.
Do we hear that?
Yes. We both hear it?
Yes.
After your what, Simple? Actually, no. What's his first name?
Artis.
After your what, Artis?
Ooh.
Mm.
Artis turns, like, looks back at you and says, we all have our secrets, don't we?
We do, but my secrets aren't going to get you killed.
I don't know that. What are you here for? Because it's not Vaughn.
How do you know it's not Vaughn?
I know the smell of money, and I know those who love the smell of money. You don't particularly strike me as someone who works only for money. I can tell that you, well, at least your friend is here for something else.
Okay, my dad died, and I really want to get him back, and doing this is the only way I can, because I need money. I need a lot of money, and if we don't do this, we won't be able to save him. I look at you for reassurances as to whether I can say the other thing.
You don't think we're in it for money. You've seen the way I work. If I was after Vaughn, purely from an archaeological perspective, what would you say to that, Artis?
I would say that sounds closer to the truth, but I wouldn't say that was the entire truth. I don't think you're here after the Shield Guardian at all. I think you're here for something else.
Yeah, what Horn said, her old man.
I can't save him unless we have to.
I am in possession of a very powerful magical artifact. The
son of a bitch. Adam. Adam.
Yeah.
Is this an amulet of some sort?
No, it's no amulet.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
That's all right. That would be good, though, if he
had
the amulet.
If only.
Yeah.
The atom's powers are many, although I'm loath to use it unless I absolutely must. There is a price to using the magical item.
What does it do?
It has several different effects. Look, if anything becomes apparently obvious... I'm not a bad man, and I have no ill will towards either of you. I'm not going to do anything that would jeopardize you or put you in harm's way. But know that I can't necessarily trust you either. While I don't want to hurt you, I also feel like possibly I don't want myself to get harmed. So I feel like, at least until I can trust you better, I feel like it's good to just that you would know that I have possessed a powerful magical item, and that the frost giants in the area are keen as a bean to get their hands on it. Potentially, these red wizards are also interested in such an item if they knew I possessed it.
And what about Vaughn? Why bring up Vaughn?
I just knew that you were after him.
Well, no, you said that I'm not after Vaughn.
Well, I knew that you were here searching for Vaughn, but I know that he is not your ultimate goal. There are many difficult ways to get a Shield Guardian as a companion and familiar, but this would definitely be one of the most difficult.
All right, old boy, I'll live with you. I don't necessarily want the Shield Guardian, but since learning about the Shield Guardian's existence, there is no way that I could not give up the opportunity to get my hands on a Shield Guardian to then be displayed in somewhere back home.
Hmm. Such as a museum?
Sure. Now, Shield Guardian is a means to an end, and that end is her dad, and yeah, payday for me.
I consider myself a quite good judge of a man. I don't want to say necessarily... quite a good judge of a man once I've got to know them. I don't know if I know you well enough yet, but I feel like if I get to know you more, potentially we could come strike an accord where we open up a little bit more. And then perhaps we could assist each other in each other's goals a little bit more. Look, it's a dangerous jungle here in Chult. And any friendly face is a friendly face. You know what I mean?
Unfortunately, I do.
Your conversation is interrupted by a scream from the shore. You see three figures. They're kind of silhouetted hard, dark and hard to make out. But one of them is kneeling, or not kneeling, is sitting, sorry, with the other one standing over them. And a third one is at the edge of the lake, jumping at the edge of the river, sorry, jumping up and down, waving their arms to try and get your attention. You can see that they obviously appear to be in distress. They're humanoid, possibly humans, elves, something in that variety or shape. Other than that, you can't make out much in the distance.
Well, I guess there's a chance to make new friends then.
Certainly. Shall we?
Weapons ready, just in case.
As you begin to approach, you see three people. Two of them look like maybe archers or scouts of some kind, and the third one looks to be maybe a mage. The third one is the one who's sitting down, kneeling, wrapping her arms around her legs and rocking backwards and forwards. She looks distraught and horrible. Her hair is forwards over her face, and all three of them look, they've been in the jungle quite obviously for some time now. The mage who's rocking backwards and forwards, her hair is over her face, looks awful, sticky, mucky, split ends all over the place. It's just dreadful, darling. It's dreadful. Her clothes look tattered and ratty as well. One of the scouts, the one that is bending over her, that scout has like a leather coif that wraps around her head and comes down over her nose. She is not really facing you. She seems to be tending mostly to the sobbing, weeping, rocking backwards and forwards person on the bank. And then the last person is jumping up and down. You can only really see she's also wearing a similar coif that kind of obscures the top half of her face. But her mouth splits into a smile when she sees that you're coming towards her, and she gets more and more frantic, trying to hail you down. Please, help us, she yells. Help us!
All right.
Yes.
Here's the play.
Uh-huh.
We get close, but not close enough that no one can get in the fucking boat unless we say so. All right?
Okay.
Because, yes, they look like they're in distress, but I've been in a lot of jungles, and where people look like they're in distress, sometimes they are, and sometimes they will fucking kill you.
Okay. Okay, well, maybe I'll... Can I sort of ready a witch bolt as we're getting closer so they can't tell, but it's there?
Sure.
Yeah, I just want to have it at the go to shoot off if needed.
You can start muttering the spell or whatever, but you'll still need an action on your turn.
Oh, yeah.
We don't moor. We kind of stay out in the water so that they would have to jump in the water to get to us.
How close do you want to get?
Close enough that we can, like, talk to them, but we're not, like, they're not going to be able to just jump into the boat. Adam, basically close enough that to get to us, they would need to get in the water first.
All right.
Like an oar's length from the shore.
Yeah.
If you get close enough to speak, the one who's hailing you down says, please, our friend is sick. We need help.
What's wrong with your friend?
I don't know. I don't understand the diseases of this jungle.
Who are you?
My name is Barched. Barched the Wanderer. These are my companions, Daniela and Cassandra.
Is Cassandra the one going insane?
Yeah. What are you looking at me for? Oh my god, that's right, that's your name!
This is straight from the book here.
Yeah. 100%.
The crying girl whose hair is just dreadful, darling.
I didn't even think of that.
Oh!
Would you like me to rename her?
No.
It's not from the... I just looked at you.
Keep it. I hope she's a hot mess. Let's go. I hope she's sick with something I have.
Did I say Cassandra? I'm sorry, her name is Cass Cass Money Dollar Bills.
I feel a shift in the universe, but I don't know the words to describe what I'm feeling.
What are you doing now?
Can you cure light wounds from this distance?
No, but I can detect poison and disease from 10 feet away in a sphere.
10 feet away? You'd have to get a lot closer.
No, 10 meters, 30 feet. Sorry, it's a 30 okay. feet sphere. VSM.
Okay.
Can I detect disease on this lady?
Yeah, sure. As you sail closer, you cast Detect Disease. You detect no disease.
Poison?
Or poison. No, you see no disease or poison. There doesn't seem to be anything wrong with her as your spell.
Okay.
Still rocks backwards and forwards, though. Now that you get a little bit closer, you can hear her whimpering.
What happened to her?
She was bitten by a snake. Something big. I don't know. It came out of the trees.
There's
no snake. Adam, if I say this thing and it is incorrect in terms of the world, just tell
me. Let you know? All right, cool.
No, there is no way that there is a snake out there that does that to someone and doesn't leave a trace of any kind of poison or disease.
Okay.
Don't snakes have venom?
Yes, snakes do have venom. I know a lot. I know a bit about snakes. All right, maybe. Whatever. Don't worry about it. But snakes are poisonous, and I detected no poison in that woman's body. What are you doing here?
We're travelers looking to make our fortune, I suppose. Please, you need to help us. It's dangerous and dark out.
When's your friend's birthday?
The 30th of Sundanth.
Is it an immediate answer? Adam, this is the lie check.
Yeah. Hang on, let me just look up, what's this dragon's, this person's.
Oh, that's a good joke. They all turn into dragons.
It's pretty quick. Look, apart from the weirdness of not detecting poison or disease, there doesn't seem to be anything necessarily weird. They seem genuinely upset. And because you're not getting closer, she seems to be getting more and more upset. Please, we need your help.
I mean, if we all get out at the same time and just defend the boat, I'm sure they can't be. I've still got my witch bolt ready. I'm sure maybe they need our help.
All right, fine. Okay.
We're going to come ashore and help you, but please don't be offended if we're a bit slow to do it, okay? We've been attacked a bit.
A bit.
As you pull up with the boat, the two scouts approach the boat, and the one who's been talking to you this entire time says, thank you, you fools! We tricked you! They turn into sea hags.
I fucking told you, Horns.
The visage changes almost immediately as...
Can we push away in the boat or not? Too late?
It's already... The rolls need to happen. I'm sorry.
You
were tricked. You couldn't possibly have seen this coming.
Not all of us were tricked, Adam.
You have no evidence of otherwise.
How did Artis and Dragonbait and the Tabaxi, he got tricked real easy. If only Cooper Louie was here, he wouldn't be tricked.
Nope, Cooper Louie gets it.
No, he wouldn't have. he would have.
He was the best. The fact that he used to just go... I asked Adam earlier, before we started recording, I was like, oh, what the fuck?
I just showed them a picture of what a sea hag looks
like. They look like a dog. They look like if you were like, hey, person on DeviantArt, can you draw me a furry but as a sea witch? And they would draw that.
Do you know what? Do you know what I think it is?
What?
It looks like if... Okay, have you ever seen that photoshopped image where people were like, imagine if horses' jaws were like crocodile jaws, so they went all the way back to the back of their mouth, like us? It looks like that if they did the same treatment to a human.
Oh my god.
Barched the Wanderer, Daniela, and Cass Money Dollar Bills all turn into sea hags. As reeds and other types of like water plant fall slough off their skin, the illusion fades. Their appearance is horrible. Horrific, you might say. As the ability, horrific appearance.
God, they look fucking horrific.
Wisdom saving throws from boys and girls. Tiffany, you got a 20, so you're fine.
Ooh.
She got a good boy card?
On a saving throw. No, not on saving throws. Pop, you fail, unless you have something for saving throws.
D4 after making a saving throw.
Ooh, you rolled a 2. What's your bonus? Plus 3. Even if you got max, it wouldn't help. A D4?
Yeah.
Yeah, even if you got max, it wouldn't help.
So, what happens?
Well, hang on. Let me roll for everyone else as well. Dragonbait will be fine. Artisimber, gets a 1. Artisimber's going to get messed up as well. And Flask of Wine passes. So, For those of you who failed, you are frightened as the effect for 1 minute. The creature's horrific appearance is awful. It truly, truly terrifies you to your core. You have disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls while within the source of your fear, and you can't willingly move closer to them.
Oh my god.
I'm all good though, yeah?
Just the first one. Now you need a roll for the second one, and then you'll need a roll for the third one.
Jesus this thing is fucking awful.
You got a 20 again.
Six.
Dragon bait will pass again, and flask of wine will pass again. Then the third one. You pass again.
Yeah.
Dragon bait passes again. Flask of wine passes again. All right, so it's just the two of you. And then we'll go to initiative. I tricked you. I can't believe you fell for this. Gosh.
I didn't, Adam.
I can't believe you fell for this. Oh, my God.
I did.
So all the bonding that Pop and Tiffany have had slid back a lot.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, yeah, yeah. I was going to be like, hey, I forgave you after that, but that's the thing, I forgive you. You will not forgive me.
I will probably eventually, but I'm really frustrated because I was like, we're not fucking going anywhere near them. She's not poisoned by anything. She's just throwing a rock at her head to see what happened.
Will the sea hags drown our heroes to a watery grave? Find out next time on Once Upon a Time in Zombie-Plagued Chot.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to Sans Pants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D's for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.